I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Now that the dust has settled on Russia's anti-terror law, what does the ministry landscape look like? Well, in some cases, it's required a different approach. Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikov stresses that they're finding creative ways to do ministry that's both effective and legal.
We are very, very careful to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to give to God what belongs to God. What belongs to God is prayer, Bible reading, communion, gathering together, fellowship of believers.
And this.
Prayer is a powerful tool in the hands of a person to mold the hearts of people. When we pray for believers, we should not forget to pray for the leaders of Russia. If only we could get more Americans to pray for Putin and the Duma.
And Christmas is right around the corner, and many of you are hoping to make an impact in the spirit of grace that Christ has given us. Each year, SOAR International conducts their Stuff a Stocking project. Like the name says, the stockings are filled with toys, necessities, and a Bible, and they're passed out in Russia. Greg Mangione of SOAR says,
in most cases, they're distributed to orphanages or needy families that the church either is building or wants to build or has built a relationship with, so that there's continued outreach and not just a one-time or a twice-a-year gift.
The project supplements and encourages the intentional, ongoing ministry of churches to their community. And in this way, it's not just about the presence. It's about caring for people and introducing them to the presence of Christ. To learn how to sponsor a stocking, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.